Home Minister Syed Hamid Albar faced a volatile press corps on Saturday who were wanting answers in regard to the arrest of one of their own, Sin Chu Daily newspaper reporter Tan Hun Cheng.
So why do you need to arrest the Sin Chu reporter under ISA? Why can't you just give her police protection if you fear for her safety?
Or
why
I think whatever action that we do, there will be questioned.
Do you find her a threat to national security?
And, I think when the whole thing was started by her, it is best that we talk to her. And when we have questioned her, when we have done that, and we are satisfied with her answer, we just released her. So I don't think we are being unfair. Or we have mistreated her in any way.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Action Party's Lim Kit-siang, who spent several years incarcerated under the Internal Security Act himself, was in full flight at a candlelight vigil. Mr. Lim was especially scathing about the reasoning behind the arrest of the journalist.
What did the Hamid Albar say today?
Protection.
What did he say, the reason?
Protection.
For her own safety. That the police arrested Tan Hun Cheng for her own safety to protect her. I have been a member of parliament since 1969. I never knew that the Internal Security Act is to protect safety of individuals. Except to protect the safety of the Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister and the leader, maybe. The political safety.
On Sunday, Law Minister Zaid Ibrahim surprised everyone by saying the act should only be used against terrorists or those trying to topple the government by force. And Information Minister Ahmed Shabri Cheek called on police to explain the ISA arrests while welcoming the release of the journalist whose offence was to report racist remarks made by a ruling party politician. Chairman of the Malaysian Bar Association's Human Rights Commission, Edmund Bon, says lawyers and government opposition have rallied for decades against what they call the outdated ISA laws, which provides for indefinite detention without trial.
Yeah, even pre-Mahathir time, I think the bar has always been consistent in our stand that the ISA was enacted in the first place by the British, and it was to deal with the communist insurgency. Today, definitely, it's a law that's out of date. The Human Rights Commission has sent in a really good report in 2003 asking for a repeal of the ISA. And the government has still not acted on it. So the bar's position has been consistent throughout, and it is something that really concerns us, not only because there are still more than 60 over detainees, many foreigners in Kamunting, but whenever there is a problem with the ruling coalition, or especially with UMNO, their own internal politics, whenever there's a problem, the ISA is used, and it's probably just backfired on the ruling government.
Indeed, Sulaiman Abdullah from the Malaysian Bar Association said using the ISA is like a nuclear weapon and should only be used in extreme cases. What are your thoughts about the recent arrests?
I think Haji Sulaiman's view about it being a nuclear weapon is an analogy, but should not be carried too far. We are totally against the use of the ISA. Even for counter-terrorism measures. So that's very clear from the bar's position. The second point really is that there is definitely enough provisions in the Penal Code and the Criminal Procedure Code to detain and arrest people, investigate them properly according to procedure, and where there is judicial redress on abuses. So the current provisions law are sufficient, and they have not been utilised.
But Syed Hamid Albar on Saturday night was unrepentant. The ISA serves its purpose.
I think at the end of the day, none of us, whether we are reporters, whether we are editors, is free from the law. We are not above the law. If there is any question that we need to know, we have to find out exactly what happened.